a very good first half was eclipsed by a very, very good second half. Two goals in 7 minutes in the second half sees both teams leave the Brandywell Stadium with a point apiece. Dundalk went ahead on 54 minutes through David McMillan. Former Derry player Michael Duffy went down the left like a train, and he got a great cross in from the left corner flag and was powered home from inside the six-yard box by McMillan. But credit to Derry, they came back. Their young side kept fighting and kept going. And on 61 minutes, they levelled through Cameron McJanet. He bundled the ball home and met a very crowded goalmouth in the Dundalk six-yard box, and he poked the ball home to give Derry a deserved equaliser. On 87 minutes, a brilliant save from the Derry keeper, Nathan Gertside, denied McMillan what seemed a certain goal when he got low down to his right-hand side to push the shot away. And a minute later, Cameron Dummigan had a 25-yard shot for Dundalk. It was thumped off the Derry City crossbar with the goalkeeper, Nathan Gertside, well beaten. In the first half, after 15 minutes, Patrick McElhinney was set up superbly for a shot from 15 yards out in the Derry box when he met Sam Stanton's precise cross from the left, but he had a low shot wide of the keeper's left-hand post. And 2 minutes after that, Daniel Lafferty's free kick from the left, 10 yards outside the Dundalk box for Derry, was headed over the bar, inches just over the bar by James Akintunde. Declan Devine has preached that this is a young, evolving side, and they really came of age tonight. He'll be very disappointed his team didn't take all 3 points tonight, but it's a moral victory, if nothing else. But it's finished on the night. Derry City won